You're listening to the Apollo Podcast Network.
In today's episode, we're going to talk about having an incredible intimate relationship. Whether you're already in a relationship or you're looking for an amazing relationship or you're in a relationship and you're not sure, this is the episode you cannot miss, because today, followed by the next 13 days of this audio program, are going to allow you to take this intimate relationship part of your life and take it to levels you never thought possible. When I do my events and I do my content, this is one of the pieces that gets the most attention, because people get massive, massive results. And there are boyfriends and girlfriends, fiancés and married couples out there who will tell you that this aspect of my program is what has helped them get the things that they have today. So listen carefully and get ready for an awesome episode. Come join me Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, September 23rd, 24th, and 25th for the last ever Titanium Live that I'm going to be doing. It's going to be at the Anaheim Convention Center, and I guarantee you it is going to be the biggest and the best event ever, because I'm going to put everything that I have into this event. And already, all the people from all around the world who've attended my events are all starting to RSVP for this event. You don't want to miss this one, because unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to do another one like it. So go to titaniumsuccess.com right now and sign up for Titanium Live. I would love to see you there. This is the last one. Let's have a huge, huge, exciting, amazing event and go out with a bang.
This is Titanium Life Radio with your host, peak performance speaker and business coach, Armand Sadeghi.
Welcome to day 3 of the 16-day Titanium Challenge. Now, if you've already listened to day 1 and 2, awesome, you're in the right place. If you're listening to this and you haven't listened to the first 2 days yet, please go back and make sure you start with those days, because everything we talk about builds on top of each other. But for those of you who've already done that, then that means you got the intro on day 1. And yesterday, you heard me talking about consistent growth and how important that was. Well, today, I want to talk to you about your intimate relationship, or if you're not in one yet, the lack of an intimate relationship, and how you can make sure you get into the most amazing intimate relationship possible. Now, some of you, by the way, already may be questioning this concept of, what is this intimate relationship? Well, we've got family on the wheel. Shouldn't my wife or husband fall under family? The answer is no. One of the biggest mistakes that people make in their marriage, now if you have a boyfriend or girlfriend, often this line is very easy. But the thing is once you start getting into a marriage, things change. And suddenly people start to think that, oh, my wife and kids, or my husband and my kids, are my family. And yes, while your spouse is a part of your family, they also play an even more important role in your life. And that is your intimate relationship. And I want you to understand that's what it is. And some of you, by the way, will tell me you're single and you say, I want to have a family, but you don't mention about an intimate relationship. If you are talking about having a family, but you're not talking about having an intimate relationship, that concept is not going to work for you. I'm telling you, you've got to be focused on the intimate relationship part. The intimate relationship can lead to you developing an amazing family. Even though you may already have an amazing family life with your parents, your siblings, and all that, it's this little family that you're going to create for yourself. It starts with an intimate relationship. Now, number one thing I want to tell you about intimate relationships. If you are not in intimate relationship today, your focus must be on growing, as we talked about yesterday, and becoming the best version of yourself. So when that intimate relationship comes around, you show up as the best version of you. What that means is, if you're not in an intimate relationship, stop obsessing with being in a relationship. Instead, I want you to flip a switch as of today. I want your obsession to be on you becoming an even better person in intimate relationship. Focus on you becoming a better boyfriend, a better girlfriend, a better husband, a better wife, a better partner, a better spouse, whatever you want to call it. Focus on that. As you become the better version of yourself and you show up to that next relationship as the best version of yourself, you'll see that the pieces start to fall together. If you're struggling to find that amazing relationship, I guarantee you, you're making the mistake of focusing on who you want to be with and finding the person to be with, as opposed to focusing on who you are going to be when you show up to that relationship. It's the best advice I can give you. And I talk to people about this, and those who apply this, they say it's amazing. And in fact, this is advice that, while you probably haven't heard in this format from anybody, because I haven't heard too many other people talking about intimate relationships like this, you actually have heard this concept, but they say it in a different way. Talk to any of your friends or family members who are in an amazing relationship, and almost everyone will tell you that they found their relationship when they weren't looking for one. Have you heard people say that before? Well, see, I hear people say things and I start asking why, right? I'm like, what's the science behind it? I'm the science guy. I'm the neuroscience guy. So I'm always asking why. So when people started saying that, I was like, why? And this is when I was single. I didn't have an amazing intimate relationship. And I dug deeper and deeper. And then I found the woman of my dreams. And guess what? Now I'm one of those people who says it. You know, you find your relationship when you're least looking for it. And that's exactly true. I wasn't looking for a relationship the day I met my incredible wife, right? I was just going to Starbucks to get a coffee and get some studying done. And boom, there's the intimate relationship, right? Magically appears. Now we've been together for 10 years, an amazing marriage. We have two kids, just something that's just out of this world. But it all started when I wasn't looking for a marriage, when I wasn't looking for a girlfriend, when I was not looking for a relationship. So why is that? See, when you dig deep, you find out that the reason most people meet the man or woman of their dreams when they're least looking for it is because in those times they are focused on themselves. They're focused on making themselves better. So they eventually get to a point where they are the best version of themselves. And that's when magically those relationships work. So that's my advice to you. Part of my advice to you today, if you're not in an intimate relationship, but the things I'm going to talk about that are for people who aren't in a relationship, if you're not in a relationship yet, take note anyways, because you're going to be in one soon. And when you are, you better make sure you show up ready for these things. And by the way, I will say one thing for those of you who are in a relationship and it's not the right relationship, and you know it's not the right relationship, you know who I'm talking to. If your relationship is absolutely not the right relationship, get out of it. You cannot stay in a relationship that's not working for you. Whatever the reason may be, I'm not going to dig too deep into there, but whatever the reason may be that your current relationship is not right for you, if you know you don't love this person, if you know this person doesn't love you, if you're, God forbid, in an abusive relationship, verbally or physically to the point that you just can't take it, you got to get out. You cannot stay in a relationship that is not the right one for you. But if you are in a relationship, and it's a relationship that you know is the right one for you, or you think it is, or you don't know. You think it might be the right relationship, but it might not be. Listen to the things I'm going to share with you because they are going to help you have an incredible relationship. Now, I do have to give you a little bit of my resume, right? If you're going to listen to me on relationships, often people, it's interesting, they don't demand resumes from the people giving them relationship advice, right? They just take it from everybody. And sadly, most of the people who are telling you about relationships are giving you all the wrong advice. The one I love is I grew up with two sisters, right? And today my whole house is full of women. It's my wife and my two daughters. So I get women really well. I connect with them. In fact, some of my best friends are women because I get along better with women than I do with men. And these days, my best friend's my wife. And we get along because we can do all the girly stuff together. But here's my resume and why you should listen to me. The reason you should listen to me on this is because of the fact that, one, I've got this incredible relationship. I've got this incredible relationship with my wife, and we just have such a beautiful relationship. But just as importantly as that is that I've gone through those different bumps in the road, growing up and having girlfriends and ruining relationships and struggling with finding the person I wanted to be with. And then finally learning some things, that taking specific actions in my life that after a couple of years led to me having the most amazing relationship of my life and marrying the woman of my dreams and falling in love and having this incredible relationship. That's my resume. That's why I want you to listen to me, because I'm not someone who, you know, had a high school sweetheart that I got lucky and I met and then I married her and we've been together for 30 years. I'm not one of those people who's been married and divorced a bunch of times. Not that there's anything wrong with that. We all take different paths to get to where we need to eventually go. So wherever you're at, the key is to now make sure you either find that relationship or you take the relationship that you have and you turn it into that amazing relationship. But for me, I went through a decade and a half of dating and having girlfriends and really ruining some amazing relationships until I finally learned what to do with myself. So Armand Sadeghi became a better boyfriend and a better fiance and a better husband. And that's why today I have such an incredible relationship, is because of what I was able to do with myself. Now, I also got lucky, met an incredible, incredible woman. But I would dare to say that had I not been the best version of me when I showed up to Starbucks that day, I wouldn't have my incredible wife. And I get messages from people all the time on social media who always talk to me. They're like, oh my gosh, you know, they see a post my wife made, some romantic thing I did. And they're all impressed with something romantic I did. Or I get other people who are impressed with my body and they'll say, oh gosh, you have such a great body. How do you do it? Blah, blah. And then I have other people, young entrepreneurs, who are impressed with what I've done in business or with finances and things like that and other areas. And as people come to me, I always tell them, when they come to me, for example, and they're impressed with my body, I say, you know, don't be impressed with my body, because right here on Facebook or on Instagram, there are 1,000 people, 1,000,000 people with much nicer bodies than me. So don't be impressed with my body. What I want you to be impressed by, if you would, is the fact that I'm in good shape, but I also take care of my relationship. I also take care of my career. I take care of my finances. It's that balance that I want you to be impressed with. So the most important thing here is you can't become obsessed with one area of your life and ignore all the other areas, because that's the recipe for massive disaster. Instead, you need to create this balance. So today what I'm going to teach you is how you can have an amazing relationship without spending your entire time obsessing over your relationship. Because as anyone will tell you who knows me, if you ask my wife, I don't have tons and tons and tons of time to spend in my relationship. It's not like I have all this time to spend and I get to spend hours and hours with my wife. Some days I have 15 minutes for her and that's it. Some days when I'm focused on my career or my business or whatever it is, I'm getting up before she wakes up and I'm going to sleep sometimes after she's already gone to sleep, especially when I'm starting a new business. And so I don't see her at all. And some days I only have 15 minutes, 30 minutes, an hour. Some nights on a date night, I have 2 hours to spend with her and that's it. So the key is how to get the most out of that. And here's some of the tricks for that. Number one thing that I've shared with many of you before, and it's always people come back to me and say, oh my God, Armand, this is amazing how well it works. It's the phone trick, okay? I call it my iPhone trick because I have an iPhone. And what I do is when I'm spending time with my wife, and it's one of those times where I really want to make sure she feels like she's important, I take my phone, I put my hand on the power button, and when the little screen comes up that says swipe right to turn off or whatever, I show her the phone, let her see that screen, and I have her watch me swipe, and I say, you know what, honey? The only person in the world I need to talk to right now is right here with me. You'd be amazed at how powerful this one little trick is. And you'd be amazed at how often you get on your phone when you're with your significant other. As I learned the other day, we were at dinner and I did this little trick and I did it at the beginning of dinner. It was incredible. During a 1 hour dinner, subconsciously, I reached for my phone 6 times. It was amazing. I thought of something about work. I went to go text one of my employees. And then I hit the button on my phone and my phone was off. I was like, oh yeah, duh. Or, of course, we're supposed to be focusing on our wife right now. So I was like, okay, get focused on the wife. And then 5 minutes later, she said something about, I don't know, we were out of something in the house. And I was like, oh, and I grabbed my phone to go order it on Amazon. And I was like, oh yeah, right now is not the time to order, you know, supplies for the house. Be focused on your wife. Then we were talking about something and I love doing research. So I was like, oh, I want to look at the history of that. And I grabbed my phone to go on Google to search for something. I was like, oh, my phone's off. And 3 more times, 6 times during a 1 hour dinner, I reached for my phone even when I knew it was off. So imagine how many times I would have grabbed my phone during an hour dinner if I didn't have the phone off. Maybe it's 15 times. And imagine what that does to that dinner. And imagine what that does to your significant other sitting across the table from you. They feel like they are not important. They feel like they are not the priority. And whether it's conscious or subconscious, they're going to know something is not right. So that's what I want you to learn. It's about being focused on them and understanding that you go into a relationship for the purpose of giving, not getting. So if you're in an intimate relationship, I want you to understand what you've got to do is you've got to go into this thing wanting to give to the other person. If you're there because you want to get something, your relationship's going to fail. And sadly, you're not going to get ultimately what you want. You want to go into this relationship ready to give. And that's why I say if you're not in the ideal relationship, please, instead of searching for a relationship, search for the best version of you. Because once you become the best version of you, you can go into a relationship and you can give. You don't go in the relationship to try to get something. Some people say that of all the lines in movies, there's one that I hate the most, and it's, you complete me. What do you mean? How do you complete me? You know, was I missing some body parts before you came along? I have the most amazing wife in the world, but let me tell you, she doesn't complete me. I showed up to the relationship complete, and she took the complete me and made my life even better. So amazing that today I can't even imagine what my life would be like without her. But I didn't show up to the relationship broken and in need of something. I showed up to this relationship ready to give. And you know what? You show up to the relationship ready to give and you find someone else who at a point in their life where they're ready to give, you start giving to each other. And guess what? Both parties get, but they're not there to get. They're there to give. And so if you're in a relationship or you've been struggling lately, some of you listen to me because you've asked me advice about your relationships. You're breaking up constantly with your boyfriend or girlfriend, your fiance, whatever it may be. I want you to understand if you are in that relationship to get, it's not going to work. You must be there to give. Now, some of you are truly in that relationship to give, and you know who you are, but don't fool yourself. It means you're truly there to give. And the person who you're in a relationship with is not at a point where they're ready to give. You have got to focus on helping them get to that point. And if they can't get to that point, you've got to get out of that relationship. Because if in 30, 60, or 90 days max, they can't get themselves to the point of giving, they're never going to get there, not in this relationship. So you may have to leave a relationship, even though you're in a perfect place in your life where you're ready to give, they may not be. And that's something I want you to understand because we cannot let this relationship get in the way of the other areas of your life, like finances, like physical fitness, spiritual health, emotional health, your career, contribution, fun, family, excitement, consistent growth. We can't let it get in the way of that stuff. So today, my challenge to you is this. You fall into one of three categories. So figure out which of these categories you're in. One is you're not in a relationship. Number two is you're in a relationship and you don't know if this is the right relationship. And three is that you're in a relationship and you think this is the right relationship, or you absolutely know it's the right relationship. So my advice to you and the challenge for today is this. If you are not in a relationship, right, or not in the right relationship that you know you're going to be in, today is your day to focus on making a list of everything that you can do to yourself, for yourself, to grow to be the best version of you by the end of this challenge. So 14 days from today, I want you to be the best version of you as much as you can squeeze in 14 days. So today I want you to make that list if you're not already in a relationship. If you're in a relationship and you're not sure if it's the right relationship, you're not 100% certain, what I want you to do is this. I want you to get focused on making sure that you commit as much time as you think you need, 30 days, 60 days, 90 days, to getting yourself to be the best version of you, and then committing that if doing that doesn't get reciprocated by the other person, then you're going to get out of the relationship. It's do or die, my friends. If you're in that second category where you're not sure, you've got to figure out what the situation is, and you've got to make sure that you commit to a certain period of time and you grow. Try to help the person, other person grow. Give. And if it doesn't work out, you got to get out. I don't want to see you in a dead-end relationship 91 days from today, because that could be the day you meet the man or woman of your dreams and you can't spend it in the wrong relationship. Group number three, if you're one of those folks who's where I'm at in life, where you're with the person that you love and this is the person you're going to spend the rest of your life with, then today is the day you're going to focus on making a list of 14 things you can do over the next 14 days so that each day you take one small step forward to doing whatever it is that you think this person would love, giving to them. It could be as simple as a text message, a call, flowers, a dinner, telling them how much you love them, telling them how beautiful they are, doing something for them they've always wanted to do. You know, if you're married and you have kids, maybe one day you take the kids and let your significant other go do his or her own thing. Whatever it is, I want you to take 14 steps forward so that by the day after this thing, you've had 14 consistent days of giving to this person. And again, the thing you do could take just 30 seconds, but you got to do one a day. So today you're going to make that list. All right. That's if you're in that relationship. And the fourth group are those people who are in a relationship and you know it's the wrong relationship. Today's your day to get out or plan your escape so that you can get out in the next couple of days. If you're in a relationship, you know it's not the right one. I don't care if it's a boyfriend or girlfriend, fiance, husband, wife, whatever it is, you've got to get out and you're going to need to decide to do that now. All right. Whatever group you're in, commit to doing the part you need to do. This is an episode that can absolutely change your life if you allow it. So please make sure you focus on your intimate relationship today. And tomorrow when you join me again, we're going to go into another area of this wheel and we're going to push forward. And for the next 13 days, we're going to keep building on top of this thing. You're only 3 days into this, and I guarantee you already this is having a massive influence on your life. So get out there today, kick butt with your relationship or kick butt with getting yourself to the best version of you. And remember, one of the things that makes relationships so much fun is surprises and that things that the other person doesn't expect. So maybe if you're in a relationship, as soon as you turn this thing off, do a little surprise for the person you love. Go out there and every single day, lead with your heart. All right. So Titanium Live is 14 days away from today. If you started this program on September 7th, now if you started a little bit late, the weekend is coming up so you can actually catch up the next 2 days, or maybe you can do a couple of two-a-days, although I don't recommend too much of that so that you can get caught up. But as of today, if you started on September 7th, Titanium Live is 14 days away. So commit to kicking butt here for the next 13 days. And on day 14, join me live at the Anaheim Convention Center for an event that is going to absolutely blow you away. Especially after 16 days of doing this challenge. I'm telling you, it is going to be incredible because it's going to create 19 days, as I've said before, of total immersion in you, in growth, in becoming the best version of you, and focusing on all the 10 areas of your life that are the most important. So make sure you're on this program. Don't miss the days, and I'm excited and looking forward to seeing you in 14 days.
Thanks for listening to Titanium Life Radio with Armand Sadeghi here on the Apollo Podcast Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit titaniumsuccess.com/podcast.